But that's your call. You don't have to. But we have to, you know, Mike, we have to take what's been presented to us factually. And so I'm just, as a taxpayer, I'm trying to maybe help you, mm-hmm. you know, with your valuation potentially. Does the board have any other comments on that?
I think we've also, in the past, we've looked at settlement statements, what you purchased the property for, and presented that to the assessor. Might be another bit of information that would be useful.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago, and again, we never got anything in writing. We just take people's word. And then again, when we go out and recheck the property for assessment, we just put down what we see. And so, you know, the condition, depreciation, that kind of thing. And so for it to be in line with the way the values go, the only way would be to do his income and finance to see.
Do you understand what she's saying? In other words, mm-hmm. from a cost mm-hmm. approach, if she does that to every hotel, their values a lot of times are going to be higher than what they are assessed at right now because they have provided some data. And I'm not telling you you have to do that as a taxpayer.
Yep.
I'm just telling you that's probably one of the better ways that
I've
seen to
do that. I have no problem presenting that, but my only question is, how come, for example, Little Hacienda, Tequila, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, they all do a business of more than $2 million?
Sure.
Why are their taxes well low, less than ours? Are they going by how many chairs they have in restaurants? While you guys go by how many rooms we have, and right. you assess that each room's like $27,000 worth, we could consider that each chair at a restaurant could be considered as a $15,000, $10,000.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, there are definitely arguments that way too. Yes,
one thing I will point out to you is that restaurants are not appealing our values.
Yeah, because they are way
under. So they're not giving us financials to check. We're going based straight on the CAMA system, and they're happy with it, so we stick with that.
Yeah,
that's
but
all I have.
Yeah, but their values is way less than the hotel's value. That's what my point is. So why would anybody argue saying that, oh, my value is low, I'm going to go and tell the assessors, hey, you need to increase my value. They're not going to do that.
I'm giving you the opportunity to present me something to work with.
Any thoughts from the board on this?
I mean, 950, I'm a busy person just like everybody else, everything.
Sure.
I have to clean rooms and all that stuff, do laundries and stuff like that. $1 million is just fair enough, I would say.
I think we'd like to support you, mm-hmm. but we need for you to get some additional information to the assessor.
Okay.
To help us.
Sure.
Try to come up with something meaningful.
And not that we're trying to create work for us later on and not make decisions today, but
yep.
I mean, I think it would be most beneficial. And Mike, haven't you been up here before in the last?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I talked to you before. All right. I would move at this time that we table BOE number 144 for the taxpayer to get with the assessor regarding evaluation.
Second.
Well, it doesn't have to. The reason. I just motion that we table 144 and reset the case. Do we have a day that would be better? Would that be the same one?
How much time would you need, do
you think? I mean, I could
probably present next week.
Next week? Yeah.
And Mike, if it will help you, we could call you if that's what you want us to do.
That's fine.
But you might also, we've had this happen too, that once you get together, that you get it resolved and you don't have to come back. So,
okay.
So I'm just trying to give you an opportunity here. What day? Squeeze it in the 13th. Okay, she'll get with you on a time if you decide to come back.
Yep.
So he does need to present me with 3 years of his income and finance.
Okay, we're not going to get into if you guys want to talk about it, try to get it resolved, I'm going to allow you guys to do that. But, I mean, we're not going to dictate what he has to do, okay? But understand what she's looking for on
yes.
an average basis, okay?
Yep, definitely. All right. So, I mean, the only thing I'll wait for the 13th, that's fine. In the meantime, I will get in touch with you and see if we can figure it out. But I would also point a committee over here to look into the restaurant-wise to see if you guys can be a fair, it needs to be a same playing field for everybody.
Understand, it's something that, as a citizen board, of course, we just have to deal with what comes in front of us and what's consistent with the other properties of this type. So I'm not saying that won't come in the future, but right now that's not where we are.
I understand. My 2 cents, I guess. I'm sorry.
No, no problem.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you
for coming in.
Is
there something else?
No,
I'll just take these.
Yeah, I don't think I had. Did I have? Oh, is this copy? That's right. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
What time is it? We're a little bit early, but is Linda Church here? Hi. How are you? Come on up. This is BOE 145. What would you like us to address you with?
No.
Linda, is that, or Joyce, or?
I don't like this desk. Everything's falling.
Oh, you're fine.
Linda, you'll be fine.
Linda, okay. This is BOE 145.
I just bought this property last year. It's been a little over a year ago. And it was really high. I found out later I was really scammed big time from it because everything was messed up in it. And I got appraisal that shows everything wrong with it. It isn't a log house. It's a log-sided house. Log houses are worth more money because I used to have one. And I think I'm getting taxed for a log house besides all the damages that's wrong with it. The needs a roof, it needs caulked, it needs painted. Everything was messed up downstairs. I had to buy all new water heater, water softener, all that stuff. Filters, everything. And
I don't know if you see that online.
Anyway, besides that, I got this in the, what was in the paper, it says the Hancock Constitutional Amendment requires voter approval for tax increases and requires tax refunds when the state tax revenues exceed. It also says that the legislature passes to amend the state constitution will require statewide voter approval. And there was none given, so I was wondering why I got assessed at $800 more approximately, and I didn't do anything to it. It's been the same since 2008 and 2009. It was built, and I never added on, so that wasn't in there. And it says on the back, of the tax papers that were sent to me, that it's only raised because of certain reasons. She said it was raised because she used to be a realtor, and it was...